has a gewaldige maila. Obviously, there's a maila with a daf. No one's coming to negate one over the other. But the purpose of the maila of an omid is that you're able to focus and be koina the omid in an easier way because it's less. Mm-hmm. Now, less doesn't just mean that you do the same thing, but less means in the amount of time it's easier to be koina the omid. Every omid, the blood is more sugis than the omid, obviously. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's more time to be ma'ayin a little more, to look at the Rashi's a little more, to speak out the Tyson or the main Nekudas. So that's the purpose, that's the focus of the Shir. And Emirat Hashem, it should be in Aliyah.
So it'll take 15 years instead of 7 and a half.
Exactly. That's a cheshbon. But the point is that in the day itself, the Omer itself, there's time to see what Rashi says, see what Tyson says. Okay. Not every Tyson is not going to be time for that in half an hour, but at least what we could. So first, the Hagdomah, Masech the Brachas, so Kriya Shema is the focus of the first 25 blot in Masech the Brachas. The rest is different things, obviously, but Kriya Shema is the Ikka focus. Kriya Shema is a Chiyav Dei Reisa. We learn out B'shoch B'chov Kumecho, to learn to say every morning and every evening. B'shoch B'chov means when you go to sleep, B'kumecho when you get up. Now, we know Kriya Shema is a Chelek of Kal Yisrael. Halacha is a child that knows how to talk, Ovi Malam Dei Kriya Shema. It's the first thing. And a person is Loyalenu Nifta from this world, he says Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is the focus of everything in Kal Yisrael. But besides that, it's the first thing you teach a child and a person parts from this world. It's the Chiyav the Reise B'shoch B'chov Kumecho. Now the Torah doesn't say when at night, it just says B'shoch B'cho. B'shoch B'cho means the time you go to sleep. And is it going to be a Machlekes Tanoim, the Havanam, the Mishnah, does it mean when you go to sleep, or does it mean when you are sleeping? So Nafkamina is, people go to sleep when it turns night, says Chovim, or people are sleeping all the way up until Alois. That's going to be the Havan and the Machlekes of Blazim Gamliel. Zog the Mishnah, Me'eim Osei Kogin Neshma Ba'arvin. So from when could you start saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? B'shoch B'chov. When does B'shoch B'chov start? Zok the Mishnah Mishosh Shakhanim Nichlosin Lechol B'tumosam Atzoyfa Hashmur HaRishayna. So the Mishnah says from when the Kahanim eat Truma, a Kohen that's Tomei has to go to the Mikveh, has to wait for Herif Shemesh till nightfall, that is when you can start saying Kirishma. Now why does the Mishnah not say Tzeisik Chovim? Very simple, talking in cryptic language. Mishosh Shakhanim Nichlosin Lechol B'tumosam Zok Gleich Zok Tzeisik Chovim. So the Gemara is going to ask that, and the Gemara is going to say to tell me a Milsak of Urcha. Like in Gan Shas, we always say, teach us Milsak of Urcha, that Kahanim eat Truma from Tzeze Kechovim. Then the Mishnah says, Atzei Fashmur Rishoyna. Even though the Mishnah started with Emesai, but it says already in the first Shita, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, until when? Until Tzei Fashmur Rishoyna. The Laila is split up into three parts, the three Ashmuras. So the Tzei Fashmur Rishoyna divide 12 into three, so it's 4 hours. So it's 4 hours into Tzeze Kechovim. That's the beginning and the end of this man of Kirishma. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't mean, B'shochra doesn't mean when people are actually sleeping, because people are sleeping after 4 hours too. It means when people go to sleep. People go to sleep, as soon as, especially in the olden days, it was no electricity. It says, they went to sleep, and they went to sleep. Late-nighters went to sleep 4 hours later, the max, but not more than that. No one's up at 2 in the morning. Doesn't make sense. Give Rabbi Eliezer. Chachomim oimrim at chatzois. Chachomim say, Ad Chatzos. Now, Chachomim don't argue in the Mitzvah Gechomim part, only in the Ad Hashmur HaRishoyna. Meaning, you have 6 hours until Chatzos. Now, Chachomim hold, we'll see soon in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, At Yal Amud HaShachar. The third sheet is that you can say Kriya Shema B'Shochemcha is until Alois HaShachar, until the morning, the whole night. So, like we said, Rabbi Gamliel Shita B'Shochemcha doesn't mean when you go to sleep. Rabbi Gamliel Shita B'Shochemcha means people are sleeping, bis Alois HaShachar, Shlofman. Past Alois HaShachar, no one's sleeping. That's not what the Torah says, B'shoch B'cha. People have to get up by Alois HaShachar, that's Poshit. Now what's Chachom Mishita? Chachom say Ad Chatzos. Is the Pshat Chachomim that they hold that people go to sleep until Chatzos? That's a Pshat? No. The Gemara is going to say that Be'etzem Chachomim hold like Gamliel. Be'etzem, that means Be'etzem hold like Gamliel. The B'shoch B'cha doesn't mean go, Chachom means when you are sleeping. In order that you shouldn't surpass the time of Alois. Zok the Mishnah as a hemshech to Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. The children of Rabbi Gamliel came from the Beis HaMishnah after Chatzos. We didn't read Kriyashma yet. If it's not Alois yet, Chayoven Atam Likois, Yimachuyev to read. The Loizu Bilvad, not just Yimachuyev to read Kriya Shema, if it's even though it's past Chatzos and it's not Alois yet. Elokol Masha Om Chachomim, whenever the Chachomim said At Chatzos, Mitzvoson, Achiala Mudashach, Beetzim Yimikaim, the Mitzvah, all the way till Alois. For instance, besides Kriya Shema, the Chachomim say Chatzos, it really can mean until Alois the Shachar. Hek the Chalom Vevogim Mitzvoson, Achiala Mudashachar. The carbon oil that you burn throughout the night. So the mitzvah is really you can do it until alois. But the hachik odom we said until chatzos. Or cholanecholim leyoyim echod. Leyoyim echod means laila veyoyim. Whenever there's a carbon that you can eat them for night and day. So day and night. So it's really mitzvos and atzialim u'shachar. Really you can eat it until alois. Once it's alois, it's noiser. But the hachik odom and avega we said until chatzos. So three things. Hek techalom vevogim. Chachom said, until Alois, but you should really stop by Chatzos. Necholim liyoyim echod, carbonas have to be eaten. You can eat until Chatzos, until Alois, but you should stop by Chatzos. And Kriya Shema, you can really have till Alois, like the Gamliel Shita, but Chachom said, until Chatzos. Zok the Mishnah, Kenom Omer Chom at Chatzos, why do we say at Chatzos? Kedei laharchik odom in Aveira, to stop a person, to prevent the person from doing an Aveira. And Rashi over here points out, very important Rashi, Atzeif Hashmoyos Harishoyin Ezok Rashi. Shlish Alayla. Kenefash B'gemocha. Umishom Ve'elach. And after the Shlish Alayla, Ova Azman, the Lemikri, Suzman Shchiva. V'lo Ikrin Be'e B'shoch B'chot. It's not called B'shoch B'chot anymore. Umikami Hochi. And before this, meaning, before this, if you read Kriya Shema, before Tzeis Kechovim, Nami Lav Zman Shchiva. It's not Zman Shchiva either. Lefikoch. You're not yotze b'shoch b'cho if you read it before the zman of tzeitz kechovin. Frek Rashi im kein loma koyin oyse bebeis hakneses. How do we read in shul like we do? How do people Klal Yisrael does this? Rashi's bringing the minhag of Klal Yisrael. You daven ma'ariv after shkia before tzeitz kechovin, and that's Kriya Shema. Im kein loma koyin oyse bebeis hakneses. Entered Rashi, kidei lamoid betfilah mitoch divrei Torah. The Kriya Shema that you do at night in shul, when you daven right by Shkia, or maybe even by Yom, is in order to have Torah mitoch, lamoid betoch divrei Torah mitoch tefillah. Can we pull you up a chair? You want a chair?
Sure.
Lamoid betoch divrei Torah mitoch tefillah. In order to have tefillah mitoch divrei Torah. So Kriya Shema is the divrei Torah part of the tefillah. That's the reason. V'hochi tanya v'braise v'brochus, v'nazoi shteit behedya in the braise and brochus, azoi shteit behedya in the braise and brochus, in the Yerushalmi, that the all Kriya Shema that you're doing is only lamoid b'terich divetari b'tvila. U'lefika choy v'olen nikoy se mishtechshach. So Rashi, you're mechuyev to read Kriya Shema again at night.
Yeah.
At night, when you go to sleep, or before, after.
I wonder if the people know that.
That's that. We'll see soon the halacha. Now, for that, the parsha of Ayomer is a question if you have to, it sits as if you have to do every time by night, if that goes on B'shoch B'cho. But is going on the parsha Rishoyna. Zog Rashi, parsha Rishoyna, you yoitza to the din of B'shoch B'cho. As I see this, Rashi. Tosis on this has a kasha, Tema Lefirushoy. I'll read in the middle of Tosis. He brings a Rashi. So, what happened to the three parshas? That's the discussion. Mm-hmm. How could you say Yemekayim b'shoch b'cho with the parsha Rishoyna? What happened to three parshas? Mm-hmm. By davening, you make the brachas like the Mishnah later. You make Birchas Kriya Shema at night before you go to sleep. You're not making brachas. How you mekayim the mitzvah? Zok teisves. And weiter, the Kriya Shema that we do, Samach Lemita, is Ein El Bishul Mazikin. That's a whole different reason. That's in order to Mazikin. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Lemita. Kedom B'Samach, Im Talmud Chacham Ene Tzorich. V'oit Koshim, Kem Paskin Kepshu Ben Levi, Tfilis Be'emtza Tiknum. Tfilis Be'emtza, meaning the question is, when do you say Kriya Shema? Do you say Kriya Shema before davening or after davening? So that means, Tfilis Be'emtza Tiknum means Kriya Shema is after davening. But non Kaim Lekab Yoichanon, that holds not like that. Loch and Pirsha ben Etam in the middle of Tosis of Tosis, different Shita, the Adarabba. Kriya Shema shel Beis HaKnesses Iker, even though you daven early, even though you daven before Tzeis Kechovim. We got a daven, like Rav Moshe writes in Shuvas, a little after Shkia. A little after Shkia is a clear hekka that it's not considered a time to the Sasri. Mm-hmm. But Tosa says that Kriyash Hashabitzka says Ikka. Aye, how you curry me by Joim? If that's the Ikka and the main thing is what you do in Shul, the Eshloima. The Kaim along Kreb Yehuda, don't fact to us a Shachad, this man to us a Mincha, Plaga Mincha. We pass like a Yehuda that says Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour before Shkia. 72 minutes before Shkia. The Haino Echad is a Shoy's Pochus Gavia, Miat, Shechalas Man Mincha, Maskas Man Aris. Tayyus is Shita is a Kong Kreb Yehuda. Night starts, even though it's day outside, it's light outside, before Shkia. Night starts after Plaga Mincha. What?
We're going to Tosis,
but this is stira. How do we dive a mincha if it's a kong tribuda? If you're going to the Yehuda Shita, you should make sure to dive a mincha before plag. How do we dive after plag? The kamel kabonon. Tosis is able to Tosis. Kamel kabuda, kamel kabonon. The amrin is about filling mincha derev. No, mincha is until shkia. Ma'ariv starts after plag. It's a tata de sasri. Now, so it doesn't make sense. How could you pass in the same night? I'm davening mincha b'shkia, and I'm davening ma'ariv people like Rabbi Yehuda after plag. There's going to be a later shita that says Bishosh Kiddush Hayoyim, which is Bishosh Arim Nechasim Lehosev, even before Tzeizek Achavim is already called Laila. That's Tzeizek Shita. So really, Tzeizek is a little bothered. He says, and that's what he says, Kriya Shalom Amita, Taka doesn't need three parshas, doesn't need brachas, v'chulu v'chulu, and parsh v'shoyin is enough. So Shita's Tzeizek is that what we do, that Kal Yisrael does, that Damen V'Oyoyim Ma'ariv, is either because of we pass like a Yehuda, but Lamais it seems like Kula de Sasri Adodi. So the Shulchan Aruch Taka says that if a person does like a Yehuda, he has to be consistent. He can't do like a Yehuda and like Rabbanon the same day. That's definitely Tata de Sasri. The question is, could you do it different days? But on Kaponim, you can't be a Tata de Sasri in the day itself. You can't daven Mincha after Plag and then daven Ma'ariv right away. So that's the Tata de Sasri. Al Kaponim, but the real territory is that we hold like the other sheets in the later on in Amud Beis that it says Chacham is ready before that. Mm-hmm. Now Lamaisa, we in Shulchan Aruch it says that you should have to wait for Tzeis Chachovim, and if you take a daven early in Shul, which we do, Rav Moshe says we take a daven after Shkia, we wait 10 minutes, so it's already clear Hekka. It's not a tar to the Sasri. Akoponim, what we do is not a tar to the Sasri. Mm-hmm. So Meikar Adin we're saying Mechan Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's Shita is it's ready, and we do it clearly after Shkia. But if a person says Kriyashma later at night, that is taka the kiyam dinu b'shochbecha. You have to make, so to say, Kriyashma at night. Parsha Yishoyne, not Parsha Yishoyne, Rashi says Parsha Yishoyne is enough. Al Kaponim, you have to say Kriyashma later at night.
My Rebbe Paskin, when there was Kriyashma Lamita, so there's a whole Riches thing, right? No, just first part.
Just Kriyashma.
You know about it. Right. That's probably the growth.
Exactly. All the other things, Kabbalah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I know.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Right?
Now, there's a very shita, important shita of Ben Yoina, yeah, that's brought down in the end over here. Chachomim shita is that you have until Chatzos. But the Mishnah says clearly, Be'etzim ahod le'gam liel, you have all the way until Alois. Just like Hachkodim and Aveir. Zog to Ben Yoina, if someone lanes Kriyashma after Chatzos, he's not yoitz to the din of Mishach B'chol. Aye, how do Chachamim have a koyach to be oikah dov min haTorah? Mid the rise of Bishoch B'chol means according to Rabbi Gamliel the whole night until Alois. The Chachamim have a koyach to be oikah sometimes the dov min haTorah. We find this very seldomly. We find this by Beis Shamashita, yeah, by Sukkah Ktana. If a person has a Sukkah, a Shulchan B'tach Beisoy, and a Sukkah Ktana, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel in Sukkah, Shem Yim Shachach Shulchan, you might come to sit where your table is. If you have a small Sukkah, Zayin al Zayin, you can't eat in that sukkah because your table doesn't fit there. Zok Teisus, you're not even yoitz in the mitzvah of besukas teshu if you sit in that sukkah because it's shemayim shaykh. Aye, other gzeiros rabbonons, you're not allowed to be mavei dalal ames. That's why you don't blow a shayf on Shabbos. The Kivega says in Marochas and Chagiga, if you blow the shayf on Shabbos, you're yoitz. Yeah. You're not allowed to go on a tree on a sukkah, Mishnah Chabez and sukkah, because you might come to be Yachtach Zmoira. If you sit in that sukkah, shteit in gashi, you're yoitza. So when the chum have a koich to be oikum, when the chum not have a koich to be oikum. The pshat is that, what is pshat in exeris chachomim? Chachomim say, don't do A, because you might come to do B.
Right.
So if the chash is, you might come to be ma'avid dalad amas, the most that chachomim can say is, if you blow the shofar on Shabbos, we consider it as if you were ma'avid dalad amas. So that's what they did. They consider it, the chash, as if it took place. Mm-hmm. Over here, the chash is, shem yim shechach shulchanoi. We consider it that you ate where the table is. Mm-hmm. So you're not yoitza, v'sheitzach. We consider it, your chash is that you might read it after alois. We consider it that you read Kriyashma after alois. So if the chash goes into the cheftza of the mitzvah, the hainu, we're concerned you might read it after alois. So chum have a koich to say, you read it after chatzos, it's as if you read it after alois, you're not yoitza.
That's the reason.
It's as if you were, you sat in the Mokum Shulchan. So it's as if you cut his mirror. That doesn't take away the chefs of the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah or being mekayim the mitzvah shayfa. That's the lomnus, but that's Rabbi Yoin over here that says you're not even yoitza but the eved. It's a big chiddush. Okay. Now there's a famous goin in Imre Noyam, I'll just talk it out. It's the first word in the Mishnah. Me'emes ha-koirin. So the goin says, why does it say a lotion of koirin over here? Which is a lotion of lotion rabim, and why in the next Mishnah by Birchas Krishma does it say mevorech b'shachas mevorech shtayim? Why is it lotion yochid? Why is it lotion rabim over here?
Good question.
Oh, zok the goin. Krishma and Birchas Krishma is a fundamental difference. Birchas Krishma you can be yoitza through someone else, so it says lotion yochid. The hainu, one person is mevorech, it says Birchas Krishma, and you say amen. You're yoitza shmei koina. Kriya Shema, you cannot be Yoitza de Shmer Koina. Kabbalah's Omar Shemaim B'shoch B'cha, that's the purpose of what you have to do with the Baita Bom. You can't be Yoitza de Sushmiya. So, Meir, it says Koirin Loshen Rabim. Every individual has to be Koirin Kriya Shema. There's no such thing as being Yoitza Kriya Shema de Shmer Koina. The Halacha, the Morgan Avram, the Mishabur brings, there's Cholkam on that. And you could be Yoitza. Someone who's in a hospital bed, he can't talk, you can be Yoitza Kriya Shema Shmer Koina too. But the Goin, a couple has a Shita, and it makes sense of Pisvara, since it's Kabbalah's Omar Shemaim, you can't be Yoitzroi sitting there and saying Amen on Kabbalah's Amach Shemaim. You got to do it yourself. You got to say yourself Kriyishma.
It's made up Pshat on Shmerik in a Hira Kadibu.
Oh,
a whole way all the time.
Right, right.
I was Mitzvah. I gave a Shagazaria.
Oh, a Shagazaria. Akoponim. That is the lotion of Koirin, and that's what the next verse says before. Zok the Gemara. Tana Heicha Koi. The Gemara on that base. Tana Heicha Koi. The Mishnah starts off in Shas. Me'emesai koirin shema ba'arvin. It's a little ambiguous, starting off in the middle of nowhere. Me'emesai. Where are we talking about that we're b'chal discussing the mitzvah of Kriyashma? Me'emesai. What do you mean me'emesai? First, tell me what we're talking about. Heicha koirin toni me'emesai. V'su, ma'ishna de toni ba'arvis b'reisha. We know there's two mitzvahs. V'shoch b'chov kumecha. Let the first Mishnah be, the day starts off in the day, and then you go into the night. What's up is he starting off Kriyashma shalavim? Number one. Why does it say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis first? It should have said Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Listen, Shachris Bereisha. Enter the Gemara. Tana Akokoi. We're going on the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. Dichsev B'shach B'cha Ufkumecha. The Pasuk says B'shach B'cha going to sleep, and it says getting up. So Mel, it says Shel Arvis first. Barik Tani. Zman Kriya Shema Deshchiva Emas. Which is Tzeitzik Chovim. That's one teretz. The Ibo is saying, my Tzveita teretz, why are we starting off with so this answers both kashas. Number one, Tana Hecha Koi, the teretz is going on B'shach Chov Kumecha, and it answers why it says Arvis first. The Ibo is saying, my Tzveita teretz, the reason why we're starting off with night first, the Tzveita teretz on the second kasha, Ibo is saying, Yolav and B'riyosha Shel Oilom. This week's parasha, we just learned. How was the world created? It says erev first, and then it says boiker. So it says vayerev vayvoiker. So we start with shachar. We start with kriyash mashal arvis first. Frek the gemara ihochi sefer the ketoni the sefer, which is the next mishnah. It says the gabi birchas kriyash ma b'shachar mevorich shtayim lefonel birchas shachris. We make two brachas before kriyash ma va'achas lecha, and we make one brach of kriyash ma afterwards. Ube erev, and in the night, mevorach shtayim lefonel, we say hashkiveinu too. V'shtayim lachem, we say hashkiveinu. Besides emes v'emuno, so we have two brachas. So listi davis bereisha, the same teretz of b'shach chov kumecha. That night is first. So let it say by the birchas kriyashma night first too. So gemara tona posach ba'arvis. It started of arvis because of b'shach chov kumecha. V'hora tona shachris, and then it says b'kumecha, which is shachris. Adikoy b'shachris, once you're discussing shachris, so now I'm going into the, I'm digressing into the brachas of shachris. So parish mili the shachris, which is the brachas. And then I go into the brachas of Aris. So that's the pshat, and that's where we go like that. Now, see, Tosis is really bavarns that this kasha, the small Tosis, Ihochi, Tosis says, I amet bishlam de samach hakod shach b'cha, bishlam if you're going in the pasuk of shach b'cha. So then, im kein ein makbit kra ela kriyashma. So then, I understand that why kriyashma, you take a start off, but why in the world would the brachas be in that order? Why should the brachas not start off with the day? If you're going on b'shach b'cha, so only kriyashma understand why you start off Arvis before Shachis, but why should brachas be first? But the kasha of the Gemara is Eli Yamid the Somach Hakodu B'Yoshel Olam. But if you have the teretz of B'Yoshel Olam by Yerav Vayvoker, the night always precedes day. So Imkain Kopit Hakol Milis, even the bracha should be first. Imkain Sefer Ktonin, that's Pshan the kasha, because it really depends on which teretz of the Gemara is the teretz of B'Shachba or the teretz of B'Yoshel Olam. If the teretz of B'Yoshel Olam, so then we ask, what about the bracha should be first? There's a very interesting Ponim Meiris. I'll just speak it out. The Ponim Meiris says, which is a hafla. He says, we know that by Yid, the night doesn't follow the day. The day follows the night. The night
starts.
The day doesn't follow, the day follows the night, not the night follows the day. By a Goy, it's the opposite. By a Goy ben Noyach Taka, it's the day follows the night. I mean, the night follows the day, not the day follows the night. Like we have in the Goyish calendar, the day is October 1st is until the morning. Yeah. Akaponim, or at least the night, or chatzot, or midnight. But the point is, the night follows the day, after it says. So, fact of haflo, Avraham Avinu, we know, is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, state in Gemara. Afilu Erev Tafshilin, Koyim Sheniva. So, what's the pshat? Was he a Ben Noyach? Was he a Yid? Even if he was a Ben Noyach, because he was a Ben Noyach, physically, he was a Ben Noyach, wasn't a Ben Avraham, he was a Ben Noyach. So, even though he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, Midas Chasidus, but the halach is ben noyach sheshov es chayv misa. So how could he mekayim afilu erev tafshilin, which is mekayim Shabbos, he's chayv misa. Fek da flo. Zok the ponemir is a gavaldi yisoid. He says, by a yid, the night taka, the day follows the night. By a goy, the night follows the day. So klape ye ben noyach, he wasn't mekayim Shabbos, because he did melocha motzah Shabbos. Klape the ben noyach part of him, he wasn't goy sheshovas, because klapi ben noyach Shabbos is motzah Shabbos too, because by a goy the night follows the day. Yeah. So he klapi the yid sheboy, klapi the yid sheboy is mekayim Shabbos. I feel like tashilin. Klapi the ben noyach sheboy, he was also ben noyach, so he wasn't called goy sheshovas. That's interesting. I'm full of daflo.
That's a good one.
Zog the gemara omar mal mishor shekarim nichlosin lecha b'tumosam. So the first sheet was that it starts from the shor shekarim nichlosin lecha b'tumosam when the kahanim eat truma. Why are we talking ambiguous?
Why do you have to say it's
telling us agav urcha chiddush that kahanim emes kachli betruma mishas keitz gechovim. It's coming to tell us. You might think that kahanim maybe have to wait for the next morning, especially if they're mechusik kapara, a kohen that's tomei that also is a zav or metzora has to wait for a carbon, which is the next morning on the eighth day. So the chiddush is that the chiddush is you don't have to wait, and even though you didn't bring a kapara, you still can eat truma,
right.
And that's a chiddush. So the mission wants to tell us agav dik a truma dik a chiddush. The chiddush is the kapara loy ma'akva. Even a zav or a metzora that has to bring a carbon on the eighth day, but once he went into the mikvah on the seventh day, and it's Harav Shemesh and it's nightfall, he can eat truma. Kedetanya,
right.
Like we learned in the Braisa, Ubo Hashemesh V'tir. It says in the pasuk, when you eat V'tir. Ubo Hashemesh V'tir. Oh, so what does it mean? Does it mean V'tir V'tir? We're going to see the Gemara. Ubo Hashemesh, when it hits night, when the sun sets, V'tir, and then he's Tahir. So be Hashim Shoy Makaftim Lecha B'truma. Well, only the sun is ma'akavim, meaning until sunset, it's ma'akavim from eating truma. But the kapara is ma'akavim from truma. Is referring to nightfall. Tir means tir yoyma. Tir yoyma means that the day elapsed. The day was nitar. It was elapsed. It went away. And that means that night he can eat truma. Maybe it means all different things. Dilma, let's finish the Gemara. Bias oiroi. Maybe it means you have to wait for the morning. Uboa Hashemesh means bias oyre. You have to wait for sunrise on the eighth day. Umay v'tir tir gavra, and you have to wait for the gavra to be tar, which means not the mikveh, which means a carbon. You have to wait for carbon. Mehechetes uboa Hashemesh v'tir means nightfall, and the person is tar, and the day is tar. I'm sorry. Mehechetes means nightfall, and the day elapsed. Maybe it means day, morning break, sunrise, and betir gavra meaning kapara, carbon. Let it say v'yetaher, meaning the person has to do a maisa, bring a carbon. V'yetaher means a positive command. You have to bring a carbon. My v'tir, tir yoyma, it means it's automatic. The day elapsed. If it means that the person has to bring a carbon, then it should have said in a tzibui, the Koloshin. V'yetaher. Tir means on its own. Tir means on its own. Tir yoyma. K'damri insha, like people say, i'al v'shimsha v'atke yoyma. The sun set, it was Erev Shemesh, Va'at Kiyoyma, and the day elapsed. And that's Pshat Bo Shemesh V'Torah, and that's what we're telling us, that Kahanim eat Shumah by Tzeis Kachovim. They don't have to wait till Havas Karben Oysov, and that's sufficient. Mm-hmm. We'll just finish the last Gemara to the two dots. It's one Hemshech. The Marova Hoder Rabbi Rav Shila Lo Shmielei, in Marova Neit Sol, they didn't hear this sheet of Rabbi Rav Shila that said that it doesn't mean v'yitayr, the carbon, but it means v'tir the day. They didn't hear this psak of him, but rather they asked it as a question. U'boyle mi boyle. Hayu bo Hashemesh bi Hashimshoi. Does bo Hashemesh means nightfall? U'may v'toya. Toya yoyim means the day elapsed. Oidoma bi asoyga. Maybe it means sunrise. U'may v'toya. Tir gavra, meaning v'yitayr, meaning that the person has to bring a carbon. And the posh from the b'raisa. B'diktoni b'braisa says in the b'raisa, similar davar tzeizik kachovim. It says tzeizik kachovim. The Brisa says clearly tzeizik kachovim is this man that eats shuma. Shema mino biyashim shayu. The main thing is that it's night sets umay v'toyer toyer yoyma. The day elapsed and it doesn't mean havas carbon. It means tzeizik kachovim, and that's the din legabe tumah that we the milsak of bruchah that we learn from this mishnah.